here this evening, and I will just listen for a few minutes. I want to talk to you. You'll see some pictures up on the wall, hopefully. Can anybody tell me, what is my surname? Sorry? Nope. As I know what you're saying, Thomas. Yes? Moody. My surname is Moody. And you know what the word moody means? Somebody who is moody is somebody who's really, really grumpy. That's what it means. And so somebody who's moody is somebody who's really grumpy. I was in a church once, and a young boy, and he thought I should be called not Mr. Moody, but Mr. Happy. That was really nice. But moody is somebody who's really grumpy. And guess what? Boys and girls and teenagers can be very moody, very grumpy. Who's worse? Think girls are more grumpy than boys? Well, we'll see. We'll see. But we can be really moody. And in our story from the Bible, we're thinking about somebody who was very grumpy, very moody. And his name was Nabal, or Nabal. And Nabal was very moody. And we're going to learn about him. And his name, Nabal, actually means a fool. He was so silly for the way he behaved. Now, Nabal was such a fool in how he behaved when David comes to seek help. At this time, David was running for his life. Do you remember the first king of Israel was a man called Saul, who was a big man? But after a while, God rejected him. God says, I want him to be king no more, because he disobeyed God and he didn't trust in God. And Samuel the prophet was sent to anoint David as the new king of Israel. But Saul didn't want to give up being king, and he tried to kill David, and David had to run for his life. And after a time, there were 600 men who came with David to form an army. But they were running away from King Saul, who had a much bigger army. Now, 600 men. It would take a lot of food to feed 600 men. But David and his men, they never stole anything. They asked people to help them. And they came here to this man called Nabal, who was very, very rich. He had loads of animals. He had loads of food. And they asked Nabal for some help. Should Nabal help them? Well, Nabal should have helped them, because when Nabal's animals were out, the sheep were out in the countryside, and his men were looking after them, David and his men protected the sheep and protected Nabal's men. And also Nabal knew that David should be king of Israel. He knew he should submit to him as the rightful king, but he refused. He refused to accept David as the rightful king. He refused to help him, and he gave loads of excuses why he wouldn't help him. Now, why is this important to us? Well, guess what? Some boys and girls and young people, we can refuse to accept who the true king is. And the true king who we have to accept is Jesus. We should accept Jesus as our Savior, as our king. And sometimes boys and girls make excuses up and say, oh, I'll do it when I'm older, or I can't do it for this reason, that reason. Listen, boys and girls and young people, the time for excuses ends tonight. Tonight is the time to stop making excuses for rejecting Jesus. Tonight is the night you have to accept Jesus as your Savior, as your King. Now, Nabal, he refused David as his king. But one of his servants, he was listening, and his servant ran and told Abigail, his wife, about what had happened. And the servant tells Abigail how good David has been to them, and he's very blunt, and he says, Nabal, his master, has been like a scoundrel. That's a really bad man for rejecting David after David had been so kind. And the Bible tells us that Abigail was beautiful and intelligent, like most of the girls in the GB. But Nabal, on the other hand, he was mean, he was grumpy, like most of the boys in the...
No, not the boys in VV.
But here is Abigail. She was lovely. And Nabal, he was awful. Now, girls, you know what I think one of the big mysteries in life is this? Why so often lovely girls go out with fellas who are awful? And why sometimes lovely girls marry fellas who are awful? And listen, girls, I've seen it many times. Lovely girls who love Jesus and are following Jesus, and they come and they hitch up with some fella who is dead lost, and they're ruined when it comes to Jesus. And guess what? It doesn't just happen to girls picking wrong fellas. Fellas, it can happen to you. You see a girl and she looks pretty and you think that's all that matters. Listen, fellas and girls, when you're looking for a boyfriend and girlfriend when you're much older, look for someone who will help you to love Jesus. Someone who will help you to follow Jesus. And if you're a Christian, you can only go out with a boyfriend or a girlfriend who is another Christian. You should have someone who loves Jesus like you do. But here is Nabal, this scoundrel. He had a lovely wife. And Abigail is very quick. The verse 18 tells us, Abigail lost no time. She took 200 loaves of bread, 2 skins of wine, 5 dressed sheep, 5 seahs of roast grain, that's a lot of grain, 100 cakes of raisins, and 200 cakes of pressed figs, and loaded them in donkeys. And she put all this lovely food in these donkeys to send them to David, so that David would not kill her stupid husband. And here is Nabal. Did he know this was happening? No. Here was his wife frantically working to save his life. And he doesn't even know what's going on. He's just a grumpy old man. And guess what? Girls and boys and young people, there's times when you don't realize it, but there's members of your family, GB officers, BB officers, Sunday school teachers, who are working so that you do not mess up your life with wrong decisions. And sometimes how we respond to them is not right. But listen, boys and girls, young people, you have officers who love you and pray for you to be saved. Pray that you will come to know Jesus. That is a tremendous gift that you have. And I hope you respect them for that and thank them for that. Because wouldn't it be so moody, so grumpy, if these people are working for you to be saved and you never say thank you to them, and indeed you're ignorant to them. But tell you what's even worse than this. Your officers, yes, are working to see you be saved for Jesus, and you might not think of much of that. But what is worse is that the Lord Jesus has come. He's died on the cross. He went through that terrible agony. And it means nothing maybe to some of you. You've never come to trust in him. You know, in the Bible, I think one of the sad things about the story of the cross are the soldiers who are below the cross playing dice as Jesus was dying. They're having a good time. They're having fun. They don't care that Jesus is suffering. Or we think of the religious leaders who are mocking Jesus as he died on the cross. They don't care that he's suffering. Young people, boys and girls, I hope you care tonight that Jesus died on the cross. I hope you don't reject him and don't ignore him. I hope when you come and study the Bible in BB and GB that you're excited about that, because there you're coming to read God's love letter to you about his great Savior. And I hope you will come to know and love this Savior. The servant comes and tells Abigail. Abigail has to act quickly in trying to appease David, because David has called his men to arms. David is furious here. He's very angry at how he has been rejected. He's very angry at the way that Nabal has returned his kindness with a very stinking attitude. Meanness. And listen, boys and girls, young people, if we do not respond to Jesus, who loves us so much, one day we will see him and he'll be very angry because we have rejected him. But boys and girls, I hope that's not going to be true of anyone here. I hope that you will love Jesus. The Bible tells us at the end of the world, Jesus is coming again to take to heaven those who love him. But oh dear, he's coming again to judge those who reject him. And so David calls his men to arms. But as David and his men are going to meet Nabal and to kill him, Abigail goes out and Abigail meets David. And Abigail intercedes for her husband. She gives the food to David that she's prepared. And David changes his mind about going and attacking her husband. Three things that Abigail did here that stopped David from killing her husband. She humbles herself. She bows in the ground before him. She makes restitution, which means she pays David what he's owed, the food he should have had. And she acknowledges David as the rightful king of Israel. Boys and girls, you hear in BB and GB how you are to become a Christian and love Jesus. This is how you're to do it. How do you be right with God? Those three things, look, they'll be up on the screen. We need to humble ourselves, which means we have to come and say to God, I have messed up. I have lived my life to please myself. God, I've shut you out of my life. I have been so bad, and I don't deserve that you love me. Boys and girls, have you done that? Have you come to realize before God how bad you are and how much trouble you're in? The second thing is, this big word, we need the restitution of Christ, which means we need Christ to accept that Christ alone can pay the price for our sin. We need to accept that no matter how good I am, it will never be good enough to get to heaven. Boys and girls, see if I get up in the morning and spent 3 hours praying, 2 hours reading my Bible, and then I went and was really nice to my mum and my dad and tried to be really nice to every person I met. And then that night I spent another 1 hour praying and another 30 minutes reading my Bible. Do you think I'd be good enough to go to heaven? No. Because no matter how good I try to be, I will never be perfect. Because although my name is Moody, sometimes I'm moody, sometimes I'm grumpy, I do things that are wrong, every one of us do that. And to get to heaven, you have to be perfect. And hands up, who's perfect? The Bible tells us none of us are perfect. And somebody has to pay the price for our sin. And who can pay the price for our sin? Jesus. And we have to trust Jesus to do that. So we have to be humble, accept that we're sinful. We have to accept that Jesus alone can pay the price for sin. And thirdly, we have to accept Jesus as King. What does that mean? Well, boys and girls, that means we come to Jesus and say, Jesus, I want you to take over my life. Come and change me. Come and make me a new person. Take over and show me the way you want me to live and help me to live that way. Boys and girls, that's how you become a Christian. God comes into your heart, causes you to do those things, shows you you're bad, shows you Jesus died to save you, and shows you must accept Jesus as your King. Now, boys and girls, I don't want you to answer this question to me. But have you, think just yourself, have you accepted Jesus as your Savior, your King? It's the only way you'll go to heaven. And so Abigail comes out and she meets David. And after she meets David, she goes back to her home. She goes back home and she tells Nabal what has happened. She doesn't tell Nabal what has happened that night. She tells Nabal what has happened the next morning because he was having a party that night. And when Nabal heard that what had happened, how David was coming to attack him and how Abigail had to step in for him, he froze. The Bible says he became like a dead man. His heart almost stopped. He was like in a coma for 10 days. And then he died. God punished Nabal because he had rejected God's king. Now, I know, boys and girls, we like nice stories. And there's lovely stories we can tell you about in the Bible. And we will talk about these stories in GB and BB. But there are some bad stories we have to remember. Because it's only when we realize that God will punish us that but we'll then go and love Jesus and ask Jesus to be our Savior. Psalm 2, be up on the screen there. Let me just read this psalm and just you follow along as I read it. Why do the nations rage and the people plot a vain thing? The kings of the earth set themselves and the rulers take counsel together against the Lord and against his anointed one, saying, let us break their bonds in pieces and cast away their cords from us. He who sits in the heavens shall laugh. The Lord shall hold them in derision. Then he shall speak to them in his wrath and distress them in his deep displeasure. Yet I have set my king on my holy hill of Zion. You shall break them with a rod of iron. You shall douse them to pieces like a potter's vessel. Now therefore be wise, O kings. Be instructed, ye judges of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice with trembling. Kiss the Son, lest he be angry, and you perish in the way, when his wrath is kindled but a little. Blessed are those who put their trust in him. Kiss the Son. Years ago, if you went to meet a king, you would go and you would bow in front of the king, you would take his hand, and you would kiss his hand, showing that you followed him, that you served him, that you trusted him. Boys and girls, Jesus is asking you tonight, will you take his hand? Will you kiss his hand? Will you say to Jesus, I will love you, I will trust you, I will have you as my King, my Lord. And listen, boys and girls, you can try and find happiness in life, and you'll find happiness in life in many different ways. But I can tell you this. There is nothing in life compared to this. Knowing Jesus as your friend, as your king. Tonight is the night when the excuses have to stop. Tonight is the night when boys and girls, young people, mums and dads, everyone, we have to say, Jesus, you have died on the cross. I trust you. I accept you as my Savior, my King. Let's pray. Our God, we praise you that there is this King called Jesus. He is upon his throne in heaven even now, and even now he looks down upon us. And dear Lord, grant that tonight, that boys and girls, young people, adults, mums and dads, grannies and grandas, that tonight will be a night when many will say, Jesus, be my King, be my Savior. O Lord, give grace. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.